Welcome to Fact Checking 101, where there's nothing off limits. We're giving straight facts. We're talking about the latest fashion. We're talking about current events. We're talking about beauty and health tips and much more. Tune in. You don't want to miss it. What's up, everybody? This is your girl Gigi, and you are tuned in to Fact Checking 101 with Gigi. Yeah, you heard it. You're tuned in, right? So today, first and foremost, I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Today is a marvelous day. It was beautiful, not too cold. In some areas it may, but where I'm located, it's not. Thanksgiving is a beautiful time to spend with your family, to see those that you aren't really able to see throughout the year, and to eat and eat and eat without being judged. So again, happy Thanksgiving. I want to come on here and wish you guys that. And then I also wanted to thank you all that have tuned in to each and every episode of Fact Checking 101. The love has been phenomenal. The support has been outstanding. I'm going to keep doing what I do best. And I ask that you keep supporting me and that we grow and go to the next level together, right? And so, third of all, I'm tuning in and I'm inspired to talk about this in this episode. This is going to be a very short episode, but I'm inspired because I saw a post that a friend had, right? And so it was basically a picture, a meme of a woman crying and a guy is whispering in her ear saying next Thanksgiving. So it striked some interest in me because I know usually November, December and January are normally the months where you're able to show off bae. Those are the months that if you have been in the way, or like if you were starting a relationship like in the summertime or the early part of the year, you're really looking forward to this time because this may be the first time you're getting to meet your significant other, family members, you know, just family in general, and getting to mesh and figuring out, you know, is this going to work long term or not? But then you have for some instances where you're not really invited to your significant other's family functions during this time of the year, which could make or break your relationship, right? Because you're like, if we're serious, if you love me, if we're gonna really do this, then the next step, of course, would be to meet family. And this is the perfect time to do it. But a lot of times people make up excuses. So that brings me back to the post that I saw. So I began to read it. And my friend on Facebook, she basically said, in so much words, I can relate to this picture. So she goes on to say how, based on what she wrote, I'm assuming that it was a long distance relationship. We all know those can be very difficult, and especially if one party is more involved than the other. I feel like a relationship in general takes a lot of work, but it takes a whole lot of work, more work, when it's long distance, right? And so she says they were in a long distance relationship, and they were trying to figure out who was going to move to where. So I'm assuming she had found a job opening for him to move to where she was located. But I'm going to rewind back. She said at a certain point in the relationship, they had already met each other's families. They had talked about marriage, kids. They talked about moving, and they talked about planning their wedding and different things of that nature, even living together. So she took it upon herself to start searching for jobs for her significant other, which is, you know, typical for us females. I know a lot of us, we normally take the initiative, especially if it's like a fresh relationship or is it something, a relationship that we're strongly we're like invested in and we strongly care about different things of that nature, we tend to take the initiative to do certain things. Is that right? I'm not really sure. I guess it just depends on who the person is, how far you are in the relationship, and this, you know, and forth, you know, whatever the case may be. But she said, because of his job, he was unable to really spend the holidays. Back to what I was saying, the most important holidays are, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. So he was unable to spend those particular holidays with her due to his job, right? And so she kind of went with that because she's like, okay, he's working. It's not like he just doesn't want to be with me. He's working. But she said she had found him job opportunities to actually move to where she was located. And those job opportunities was going to allow him to actually spend more time with her. It would be a plus because they were in the same area. And she didn't make it clear, but I'm assuming if they were talking about marriage and things of that nature, and they had already met each other's families, I'm sure they were also in talks about possibly moving in together. But she said, like, after a certain point, after he met family, he didn't want to get married. Well, he didn't really say it. He said, well, we have to wait. Or he said, you know, I can't really spend the holidays with you. Or she told him about the job opportunity. He said, well, let's wait, maybe next year. So I want to ask, once I release this, I'm going to tag it on the social media outlets. I want to ask, do you feel like this person was actually getting cold feet, or did you feel like he was a liar? In her case, she said he was a liar, and I kind of get what she's saying. But I believe that a lot of times, women tend to, and I've been in this situation myself. We tend to think things are more than what they are. And so we initiate a lot of things, which kind of results or kind of forces men to say certain things that they don't really mean, or they may mean, but it's not the right timing, but because they don't want to lose you, or because they want to they don't want to hurt your feelings, or they want to make you feel comfortable and make you feel loved, they just say things and they don't really think about, well, I just lied to her and now it's going to be worse because once she realized that I lied to her, you know, it's basically going to break us up anyway. And so in her case, I get what she's talking about, because you can't bring up marriage and a wedding and living together and relocating and meeting each other's families, and you don't really want to take the initiative to do those things. Like, you can't, with a woman, you can't talk about those things and not live up to those things, if you get what I'm saying. Like, if you're talking to us about marriage and you're saying, I want you to be my last girlfriend, we take that to heart. We immediately, because I've done it. I know friends that has done it more, you know, recently. So we take that to heart and immediately we're like, okay, we're planning our wedding in our head. This is what colors I want. This is what type of flowers I want. This is the venue I'm looking at. This is the location I'm looking at. This is how many bridesmaids we should have, how many groomsmen we should have. I want my mother to wear this. I want my mother to wear that. This is where I want to go on my honeymoon. And we start just going off in our heads about the different things and the different possibilities. And we basically start fantasizing about life with you. But really, you just said that kind of to like boost us up a little bit, or you're saying that, figuratively speaking, you know, you're saying it, but you don't really mean, like, in the next year or 2 years. You're just saying, yeah, you're my last girlfriend. you know, you haven't really told us that there's a possibility that although we are your last girlfriend, the next person, you know, you want to actually marry us. You're not really telling us that, okay, that may be 5 or 6 years from now. So, I totally get what she's saying. I want you guys' input, because I want to know if he's a liar or not. Do you feel like he's a liar? Do you feel like it's just a lot? She didn't really explain as far as, like, how long they were together. I know that plays a huge factor in it as well. He could have felt like she was taking things too, quickly, and, it was just overwhelming for him, and so now he's kind of stepping back or like falling back to kind of regroup and get things together. Or, you know, he could very well be a liar. There's a lot of men out there that lie to get what they want, or they'll find that woman that's really crazy about them, and so they'll kind of like drag her along emotionally and physically until they figure out what it is that they want. And that's what it seems like that to me. I know in my mind, Steve Harvey is like my uncle, right? And so I know, based off some things he said, that men are liars. They can lie, women too, but men in general. Like, if a man is talking about marriage and all these different things, and he don't really know what he wants to do as far as a career is concerned, or he doesn't have his finances in order, you're not going to see a wedding in a very long time. I remember seeing an episode where a lady spoke and she said, you know, he wants to get married, but now he wants to wait. And so I basically broke up with him and I'm done. He's a good person. He's never done anything to make me feel like I'm not loved or anything of that nature. But because we planned a date, and he now wants to postpone that date, I'm going to break up with him and go on about my business. And she said that he has been consistently contacting her and she has not been responding. And so Steve was just like, you can't really get mad at him. You should respect the fact that he doesn't want to marry you because maybe he can't afford that ring that you've been showing him, or maybe he can't afford after, you know, you guys get married, after the wedding, he can't really afford a honeymoon. He can't really afford to put you in a house or in anything, or he can't really afford to pay the bills and do what he needs to do as a husband, which is to be a provider and a protector. He can't really do those things. He might could protect you, but as far as providing, he can't really do that. And so he said, why can't you give him a year or two to figure it out? Why can't you help him figure it out versus just throwing it away and then realizing later on down the line that that was my husband? If I would have just remained patient, everything would have worked out accordingly, and I would have gotten everything I wanted, everything I desire, everything I needed, right? And so, again, I want your your input on those things. How do you feel about taking your bae, if the bae is new, taking your bae, so I'm going to say new, I'm going to say 3 months or so, 3 to 6 months, how do you feel taking them home? This is the perfect time to actually do those things because, you know, you can take them home for Thanksgiving, you can take them home for Christmas, and you could bring in the New Year's with them, whatever the case may be. But how do you feel about taking bae home? I want to ask that. How do you feel about what I talked about as far as the post is concerned in regards to my Facebook friend, what she was talking about? How do you feel about that? Do you feel like he was a liar? Do you feel like he just got cold feet? Do you feel like she was doing, as we would say, too much, as men would say, too much, and it kind of scared him away? So what do you think? I know she even mentioned that she couldn't really blame him because she wasn't even in a place herself. She didn't even love herself, and she wasn't in a place to really love him like she really needed to. So I want your intake on that, because that's extremely important. I'm in the process of that myself, of actually finding who I am, discovering who I am and my purpose. I spoke about it in a previous episode where I talked about identifying your purpose. I think that's extremely important. I think also that it's important for you to love yourself. How can you love someone else if you don't love yourself? At some point in time or later on down the line, it'll probably become a toxic relationship, and that person won't really enjoy being in a relationship with you. And so, you know, she talked about that, and maybe it's good that they kind of broken up, because I feel like a lot of times we do jump into relationships just for the simple fact to say that we are in a relationship, or that we do have a man, or that we do have a woman, and we haven't fully identified who we are and what our purpose is, and we haven't gotten to the point where we love ourselves. And one thing I've always said, and I've said this, and people can tell you I said this, like, there's no point of being in a relationship or trying to get in one and you don't really have anything to bring to the table. You know, it's one thing for sex, which is extremely important, but you cannot just bring sex and your looks into a relationship. You have to bring more than that. Can you help this person build? If this person has aspirations and goals, could you help them bring those things to life? I've read a post where one of my friends, and it's a radio personality, she brought an idea to her boyfriend. She said, I want to publish a book. And you know what he did? He created a publishing company. She said she wanted to produce a line. You know what he did? He helped her do that. So I'm like, if you bring an idea to the table and that person can help you, that's good. But if you don't have anything but your looks and sex, that won't get you far at all. Because at the end of the day, I feel like men do appreciate women that are independent the most versus someone that doesn't really have anything to bring to the table. But some guys like that. But that's for another episode. We all have the same 24 hours. It's up to you to decide what you'll do with it. Until then, live a little bit more, laugh a little bit more, and love a little bit more. This your girl, Gigi. Keep your head up. The sky's the limit.